A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
What you waiting for?
Terrence was late by 7 minutes, and he tried to say I was here at 57 past.
Sorry, I'm late, but I'm here.
I have much more shocking news. I don't even ask me how I am.
Before you start spitting news, are you in good or bad form?
I'm in good form.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be shocking. I think you might walk out over this. I walked in here. What was Siobhan eating?
Don't say a tomato.
A tomato probably would have made that. A petit filou. Bro, she's 30.
Ah, Siobhan, you're too old.
Well, too old.
I'm 28.
No, but you're 30.
You're 30, Siobhan.
Siobhan, you can't be sitting there eating petty filou. Look, I think Reggie is too old for a petty filou.
What did I say? I said those exact words on my ma's life. Siobhan, what did I say?
Yeah, that's what you said.
I said his jumper is too old to be eating petty filous.
Very good, very good. That's a cracker. But I agree that you can't, Siobhan. And that little tummy, was it the tiny pot?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Eating and scraping it and all. And then she was talking to me, and then she got up, and I was like, she asked me a question, and I was like, I'll talk to you when you come back in. And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, you mean a petty filou? And she was like, yeah, it's my comfort food.
Yeah. I've been sick for 2 weeks. I'm allowed to eat a petit filou.
Yeah, see, I don't know if you are.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few, like, if you were eating a kebab, I'd judge you less.
If you were sitting here eating a tomato like an apple, I'd be like, yeah, right. It's
but
funny
that's
you.
Something Siobhan would do as well, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're sitting with a head of lettuce just eating it. You're like, what?
Eating an onion.
Sobbing eating the thing. It's my birthday next month. What are you going to get me?
What am I getting you for your birthday? What are you getting for me for my birthday?
When's your birthday?
She has a point.
When is my birthday?
I don't know when your birthday is.
If I guess it,
yeah.
On the dot.
Right, yeah, go on.
You know when my birthday is?
Go on.
I'm going to say 24th of November. What?
Is it the 18th of July?
Yeah.
I'm not mad, didn't I?
I texted you yesterday to say, do you want to come for a drink?
Bollocks!
On Saturday.
And you replied,
bollocks.
Yeah.
See you there.
Yeah, I was just saying there was a party going down. Siobhan was there, I was like, I ain't going. Yeah, no, happy birthday. Happy early birthday, Siobhan.
Be late because by the time this is out.
So when's our birthday? In 4 days?
Yeah, and this will be a Tuesday. It'll be Saturday gone.
So are you going 29 or 28?
29.
Well, she's 28 until she's 29.
Yeah, true, but the week of your birthday.
She's too old to be eating petty filous.
100%.
Siobhan, this time next year you're going to be touching 30. Yeah.
I'm 30 next month.
Yeah.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, but you've got like...
A kid.
All right.
A partner and like a career and all.
Don't conform to bleeding society standards, Siobhan.
You like have that? A better career than me.
You like that's, that's not true either. What are you talking about?
You have more money.
Hey, let's not go into finances because he has more money.
Look around the room, look at someone else to point that. The lady on the rock here behind me.
Yeah.
Hold on for a second. I thought I was doing like, do you know what I mean? Feminism. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm an alloy.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, you're too old to be eating petit filous. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Siobhan is back anyways.
Siobhan's back. It's good to have you back, Siobhan.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you hear about the fella on the muck being like, can we get told in the description who the producer is? Because we don't have to listen to Siobhan trying to read.
No way someone said that.
You were here.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, I think it was in TBX. Remember, he was like, can we get in the description? Because I don't want to try and listen to Siobhan reading again.
I don't remember that, but that's hilarious.
You do struggle.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is hard.
What, reading?
Yeah,
if I wrote a question for you to read out and it said, like, Welsh Gan, like, what's the story? Like, you would struggle with that.
Welsh Gan?
Why don't you let me read the questions this week?
No, then what am I doing?
No,
answer them.
I'm just here.
You're going to answer either way.
Yeah, but you understand my point.
Yeah, but you just have to put an accent on.
Oh, I'll do the episode and I don't have an accent.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Right, Sophie has a question. She says, would you rather have a squirrel steal one important...
You literally got 5 words into the bleeding.
We are off to a flyer.
You get me in my head.
Happy birthday. Let's go.
We're getting a reading lesson for your birthday.
Would you rather have a squirrel steal one important item from you every week or have a pigeon follow you around that screams every time you lie?
I never lie.
They would be sick of listening to that pigeon roaring, honestly.
It wouldn't matter though, because like if you...
Aaron's in hell tendency, has plans on Saturday just because he doesn't want to go to your birthday party.
That's false. You'll know for a fact that I would have been there.
The pigeon be out there. Lawyer. Lawyer.
But do people know that the pigeon means you're lying?
Mm.
Do you know, like, if you keep that quiet...
Mm. Like, what's that pigeon shouting for?
Yeah, you could just be like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm taking the roaring pigeon. I don't lie enough.
Yeah, but if someone's robbing you every day...
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm taking the pigeon.
It's every week. Every week.
Yeah.
But it's why is it a squirrel? Why is it a pigeon?
Yeah, because but pigeons are common in Dublin. You go around like, hey, yeah. No, but like, why is it a squirrel? You know what I mean?
You see squirrels, no?
No, I'm only in the Botanic Gardens.
In the parks, yeah.
Yeah, in the parks.
Yeah, but you could see a pigeon anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere. But do you ever go in the train station and there's a pigeon there?
Oh, I hate that. I hate when there's a bird inside.
Yeah, what train's he getting on?
So, you're having the pigeon follow you around?
Yeah, just stop lying. If you, you just don't lie, it's just a pigeon. A little geek now following you. You know what I mean? Do you know where a geek now is?
I understand from the context that it's a pigeon and from working with you and Darren and Joe, but...
Okay.
I've never heard it.
Other... Educational.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm learning.
Do people have pigeon lofts in Galway?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know anyone that had that.
Just say no.
Maybe they do.
Just assume for the whole county though.
Yeah. Maybe Galway City.
Be the representative for the whole county.
She's the spokesperson for the whole of Galway. No.
Yeah. Right.
You'd be like, do people drink my waddy in Galway? And she'd be like, well, they don't in my house. No. No. No one drinks my waddy.
Right, Sean here, a dub in Kildare, long time listener, first time emailer into the show. Podcast is savage, helps with commuting into work. Laugh me head off. An idea for an episode, who knows Calvin and Terrence better, Siobhan or Owen?
I think you do.
Yeah.
She didn't disagree.
Oh, that's just... a great episode, actually. That's a great idea.
What, me and Owen go do a quiz?
Yeah.
Bar for bar.
Bar for bar on me and Calvin.
What would the questions be?
Like, who's the bigger lawyer?
But how, that doesn't have an answer. That's not a specific...
That's subjective.
Yeah. Though. It's not like, what size shoe am I?
What size shoe am I?
I...
Who was the bigger fee?
Why did you hide your feet like I'm going to be able to tell?
Who was the bigger fee?
I think at Electric Picnic, I was going to wear your wellies. So I'm thinking you have the smaller one.
She has a point. 1-0, Siobhan.
It's 1-0, Siobhan. It's a good show.
Yeah,
good memory test.
Yeah, because I had the two pairs of wellies from TB in the country.
Yeah.
You text me every day in Electric Picnic. Want these as wellies? I'm like, no.
Well, yeah.
It was in the middle of a heat wave. Ground absolutely rock solid. Do you want these wellies?
That's because they were taking up room. He also sent a would you rather question. He says, would you rather have your search history read aloud or your last 20 photos on a big screen?
Search history.
So
I go with the last 20 photos.
It's all just something stupid in mind, like what's a number for all bard now? You get me?
It's at the end of the road.
It's just all stupid stuff.
Do you ever get into like a little rabbit hole? Just in general, on a mad one?
No, not on the phone. I would on like YouTube.
Yeah, I think that should go into, that should count.
Yeah, the stuff you're looking up on YouTube counts.
Yeah.
Now the YouTube stuff is mad.
Yeah.
Like, because I'd be there 3 in the morning just looking up natural disasters and all Haiti and all. I'd be like, God bless them. Like, that's
heavy. 2011.
Yeah, boy, them. I'm mad looking back at and all.
Do you know what I looked up today? The Falklands War. I was like, what even happened there?
Yeah, but you see, I don't do that, bro. I don't do that.
Do you know what?
Ever.
I do. No, do you know what I do, Terrence? Do you know when you hear stuff so much, yeah? And if you don't know anything about it, I look up. I get the context on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, England and Argentina were at war with each other.
Why? I know that.
Yeah, why? Do you ever wonder why? Because it was only in the 80s.
No.
Like, Amaz and Az lived through that. Yeah. You know what I mean? They were alive and that was going on. Do you ever wonder why? And they're still singing songs about it. It's still like a touchy subject. I was like, gonna find out why.
Mm.
So we did. And here.
And what was the answer?
Turns out, yeah. Actually wasn't England's fault. For a change.
The Argentinians?
No one lived in the Falklands when England arrived. So they were like, right, we'll have that. And Argentina in the 80s were like, yeah, we're taking them. 3,000 people live there. And they're like, we're taking them. And England were like, yeah, no. So England went in and upended them. Now, a lot of young Argentinians died, but that's because they sent them in untrained. So, like, that's on them. You know what I mean? But, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you'd rather have your search history read out than your last 20 photos?
No, I'd rather have my last 20 photos.
My last 20 photos as well, like...
Mine's going to be, like, screenshots and, like, fucking shit, like, I'm sending to Amy for the gaff and all, like, do you know what I mean? Do you know what else I hate? Do you ever see when you go into your pictures, like you're looking for a picture or something and all your WhatsApp pictures are in there? I'm like, fuck's sake.
Oh, you have that turned off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I should actually turn it off, yeah. They're in too many groups and you're like, what the fuck is a picture of Bin Laden down there? And then you're like, who even sent that in?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Carol from Galway.
Yep.
Well, it says Carol in Galway, so I don't know.
Sean, you should know. Is he from Galway? Is he in the Galway group chat?
I don't think I'd be in the Galway group chat. He says, if you lost your memory and could only pick one person to remind you of who you are, who would you pick?
Ooh.
Me, ma.
Mm. But surely there's things about you that your mom doesn't know.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I disagree. I do think that. And then, like, me ma would say something, I'd be like, how the fuck did you know that?
I would have said 100% for normal people. But my ma would be the same. My ma knows everything.
Everything. Everything.
I think Irish mas are just like that, but don't they?
In fairness,
you ever go into your ma, she goes, something wrong.
Yeah.
How would you know?
You're not well.
Right. Yeah, am I not? They get doing sick an hour later.
Yeah.
Dicks on your feet.
Yeah. What about the other day? I was looking for Dave McKendy tickets. Rang two of the boys, yeah. So rang one, told him. He goes, yeah, leave it with me. Rang the second one, told him. Said, leave it with me. When I put my phone down, my ma rang me. She goes, do you want two Dave McKendy tickets? I was like, how did she know?
Yeah.
Prime example.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
You literally
Exhibit
only
A.
said that the other day, yeah?
Exhibit A. And then there's other stuff, like, she knows, like, she'll say something to me that you'd have to tiptoe around, like, you wouldn't just blurt out to someone, you know what I mean? Like, it's a sensitive topic, and I'd be like, how did you know that was happening? You know, they know. But then again, like, we are like kids, you know what I mean? So, like, but, yeah.
Yeah, but would your dad be as in tune as your ma?
No, but I feel like he's like that in general, though. I think that's just a male thing.
Yeah, same. That's why I think like it's like an Irish mammy thing.
Yeah,
that they're just in tune. They just know what's going on.
They just know.
Siobhan, your mom's from Crumlin.
Yeah.
Tralee.
No, Crumlin.
Nah, Crumlin.
Right.
Yeah, no, but she's a dub, right? Because we were mentioning roads, so aren't you like, yeah. And then she was mentioning roads.
Yeah.
What? So knowing your way around Dublin makes you a dub?
Oh, no, she knows the ins and outs of Crumlin.
The only road we know in Galway is out the Rar. And
that's a town that you mispronounce.
Yeah.
Not a road.
And what's
the town that you mispronounce?
Don't do that. And Air Square. They're the only two places we know in Galway. Fact.
Shop yeah. Street, actually a road.
Shop Street, that could be anywhere.
Shop like saying, Street.
Main Street. Down Main Street. There's about 40,000 of them in Ireland.
The fellas.
Yeah.
Shop Street.
So there's
an O'Connell Street in Cork.
Anyways. What was the question?
If you lost your memory, who's the one person who would be able to fill in the gaps for you?
It's hard to argue.
Do you ever think that, like, your ma and your board have sympathy for each other because they know how much of a fucking idiot you're at?
They both always gang up on me.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Like, my ma would be like, you should get rid of him. She's like, oh, yeah, the break I'd get on. And yeah. They just jump on me.
Yeah. Just jump on me. But, like, they each know. Like, she knows what she's going through and she knows what she went through. They know.
This one is from Jack and Lucan. Would you rather be a goth in a heatwave with a load of black
I like this one already.
A load of black clothes on and eyeliner sweating off you, or a shoeless hippie in a pair of those elephant pants from Thailand during a snowstorm?
Yeah, them elephant jokes look comfortable.
Yeah, but not barefoot in the cold, bro.
Yeah, but you're not going around with bleeding heatstroke and eyeliner running down your face.
So would you rather your feet be that painful cold in the snowstorm?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm having that. I'd rather that. I think they look cool, them hippies. An emo, like it's 2026. Why are you doing still being an emo? Like?
Are they still around? You don't see gods.
I think they might be extinct, hopefully. hopefully. Even the music they used to listen to and all.
That, I said it before, that's stupid stuff. Where they just keep screaming.
No, they listen to, that's the punk rockers, bro. They're like the heavy metal. These emos are the ones that are listening to, like, I'm depressed and all, yeah. Yeah, that's, it's the, they're always slagging Lopez. Diego Lopez, because he has the haircut like one. No, and Volkanovski was singing the song.
He just has the shit.
Where are you? You know that one? Do you know what's mad, Siobhan? See, when I was in secondary school, yeah, they brought in a rule that you couldn't have a shaved head, right? And I used to have a toy haircut. I used to have a tree all over back then. And I used to say, like, my bollocks are my fucking... Because what they used to say, if you shaved your head, go home until it grows back to a reasonable length, right? And I was like, my bollocks am I going home? Like, I'm just as much right to be in school as anyone else. And there'd be jumpers walking in with long hair, right? Covering their face. And they'd have a parted at their eye. So you could only see this much of their face. And I was like, oh, I don't even know who that is. Like, you could tell me his name is Adam. And then if he parted his hair the other way, his name is Michael. I'd be like, yeah, that is a different jumper. Oh, I can't tell who that is until he lifts the hair out of his face. But I can't have, like, a clean cut haircut. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'm not being an emo. Fuck that.
I'm going to be an emo because I'm not going barefoot that cold on my feet.
What's the name of the music, the bands you used to listen to? They don't exist anymore.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. Like Linkin Park.
You and me.
Nah, Linkin Park, and the Goats.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that.
Linkin Park would be considered emo.
No. Linkin Park with the song Out Transformers at the end. Little tune.
I didn't think they're emo.
I was singing it on holidays. James was like, how do you know that song? I was like, "That's a, do you know that song? What I've Done. Oh, little. You and Me at Six was the name of one of them. There was loads because I used to have an emo in my class. We used to give him some stick.
Paramore?
Yeah, that's depressing. Yeah, one's good out of that though.
Hayley Williams?
Yeah.
She the one that did Airplanes?
Yeah.
Go chill.
Big chill. Yeah, B.O.B. What a fall off.
Ah, oh, bigger fall off.
Though. No, no bigger fall off. That fella had the wall at his feet.
Shane Ward's beside him. And I like Shane Ward, bro.
Him and Shane Ward on the same airplane.
Yeah, Shane Ward's right beside him and
B.O.B.
and the other band.
Yeah, B.O.B. was lethal. Do you know what's a lethal song? The one
with Bruno Mars.
That's Beautiful Girls. The one You Never Had It So Good. Do you know that one?
Girl, tell me what you feel.
Yeah, yeah, Belda, yeah. Lethal tune.
Anyways, B.O.B.
We should just do a music podcast.
Nah, but he was tops.
He was unbelievable.
When 2010, was it?
About then, yeah.
About 2010, he was popping off.
He was the best rapper. Like, he was giving Tupac a run for his money. He was. He was.
I was smacking something. I didn't do that, but I'm with
B.O.B.
you.
B.O.B.'s run from 2010 to 2011.
It's go. Hard, bet.
Go.
It's hard, bet. He's right go. There with 50 cent from old 2005.
Go.
He's there.
Do you know what I mean? Now. I reckon we could get him on the podcast next week if you rang him. And it'd be a hard sell. I'd be like, Terrence, B.O.B. was big. And you'd be like, bro, I'm not having him on the podcast. B.O.B.
B.O.B.
But send us in the emo bands from back when we were in secondary school. So from about 08 to about 2012. There was definitely You and Me at Six. They had mad names. And I'd be like, who's listening to these bands? And I used to have a fella in my class.
Oh, what, is that just come down by my parents, you reckon?
No, I think it's a rebellion against your parents.
Evanescence as well.
Oh, no, never heard of them.
No, never heard of them.
I'd say you'd know them.
Anyways.
Right, Lisa sent another question. It's making me laugh. Right, I don't know if it's that tourism...
Whoa.
Did we bring someone else in to read the questions and we still let you answer, Siobhan? Was I
being favoured? I'm not even answering them.
This is the argument for bringing AI in. Do you know when people are like, AI, you got to take our jobs? I agree. Get them to read the questions.
If you think AI is going to take my job and you don't think it's going to take yours, come on.
AI is not copying me. They do something very bad at that blade and equipment if they're copying me. I'm not having that.
Right. Also, I don't know if it's that tiramisu is going viral right now or if it's just the mic.
Tiramisu?
No. You understand why I reacted that way. Go on.
Is going viral right now or if it's just my algorithm, but I keep seeing all these... I keep getting advertised all these runs where you eat tiramisu with each kilometre. What food do you reckon you could eat as you go and get your best time?
That's mad because...
When tiramisu was having a moment, obviously.
When I was away last week...
So confused.
When I was away last week, because tiramisu was Italian, yeah? So I love a cheesecake every time I go out, yeah? If there's a cheesecake on the menu, I'm getting it. It's as simple as that. But I was saying to Amy, I'm getting a tiramisu, yeah? So I had about four or five tiramisus, And now seeing that fucking, that reel, I was like, look what's coming up. We had one running and she's taking a fucking spoonful of tiramisu. I was like, that's a terrible idea. Like, how was that taking off? But I thought it was something to do with me being in Italy and the algorithm fed me that.
No, apparently tiramisu is going viral.
Yeah. Do you ever taste tiramisu?
Class.
And the powder hits the back of your throat. Oh my God, it's like the cinnamon challenge. Did it never happen to you?
That's because you eat too quickly.
It happened to Amy as well, so slack off.
Going down, just going down with me.
100%.
100%. I'm not knocking it.
Well, yeah, tiramisu's the go. Cheesecake's not a bad show either.
I was so running out of the loop there.
Right, yeah. The question is, what food do you think you could eat as you go and get your best time?
So cheesecake.
You think you can eat a cheesecake every 100%. Kilometre and you'll get a good time?
100%. Carbs.
Ah, you won't get your best time though.
Carbs.
Well, like the best time for what?
Yeah, like food. If you're eating steak, you're not getting a good time.
100%. I've tried it.
What do you mean you've tried it?
Oh no, sorry, not like every
forget about the cows, I'm gonna bring a fillet steak.
No, I ate steak before the night before I run that a bad run. So steak is good.
We need to pull up the videos. In the video, like they're on like a park run.
Together. So they're doing it like every.
And it's like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, your man is running beside them and they're all just taking a fucking spoonful of tiramisu. I was like, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Did I ever have tiramisu?
He's going to ring his board now and ask.
It's like the main dessert you'd get in an Italian.
Yeah, but it's layered. It's like lasagna.
Mm.
It's unreal.
It's coffee, isn't
it? Did I ever have tiramisu?
We just whisper it. Yeah, he whispered it into the mic as well.
No, we did that show. You could continue talking and not hear me.
Into the mic.
And not hear me. You're mic'd up.
No, but yours. This is something, dog. This is something I was trying to explain to my board last week. So I got in trouble last week, right? Jordan sent in a voice message into TBX, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably. It's.
I didn't. 100% didn't. 100% didn't. She thinks I'm at the shine, I'm at the eating, turning the shoe.
She's trying to back you
and
up.
She's backing me up.
Like when you used to say to one of the boys, and you're my cousin, and he goes, yeah.
So Jordan sent in a voice message on the TBX last week. I didn't hear that voice. But my excuse is a very valid excuse, right? It's clear coming through the mic because Owen has the phone like this, right? But he's closer as well, right? But Owen's a mile away with that phone.
You know Lance's voice. And Kyle from Albergen.
Cut all of this, Terrence.
Cut
all of this.
I think I've got you 3 promotions since you signed here, right? And I'll take full responsibility for all 3 of them. And you're going to do me like that. On your birthday.
Why would I not do it on my birthday?
I don't know.
Anyways, yeah. I'm saying cheesecake. I do see people bringing jellies and all out running. I'm like, yeah, doing a 5K, will you get over it? Like, do you know what I mean?
No, you see, you're a prick. Yeah, you're a prick, bro.
Why?
I hate them cunts online. Like, why are you wearing a vest on a 5K? Who cares? Shut the fuck up, you big juice head. Do you know what I mean? You can't run 5K. And she'd smoke you on the run, I guarantee you.
Right.
Anyway, so if you want to eat jellies on your 5K, do you wear? It's excessive. You
what food are you eating?
Can whatever I eat anything?
What about whatever, like chicken nugget?
I'm not eating chicken nugget. So it has to be stupid. Or can I eat something normal?
Eat something normal, but you're eating it like in regular intervals during the run.
You're eating it every kilometre. Like an apple, every kilometre.
Yeah, I'm not eating apples.
Siobhan,
that's actually not even funny. I think
it is, yeah.
It is funny.
Siobhan, no, it's not funny. Like, I come in and was informed, like, that Siobhan's sitting there eating petty for Lewis. She's fucking 30 on Friday.
29 on Saturday.
Yeah, I want to say, what are you putting in that fucking trolley or whatever your man has there?
What am I putting in it?
What about stew?
Oh, that's a shit. Like, I do it just because stew was good.
Good spoonful of stew. Yeah, but you had a potato. Imagine having a potato in it as well.
Yeah,
I suppose the easy one.
Custard, didn't it?
Oh, custard's not bad. Custard. In ice cream.
Come on,
Siobhan.
When I did the half marathon, so my dad did it, my mom, right? And
I'm jealous. The whole family went down with a half marathon.
And not one of them informed us. I seen your mother.
So strange, you're so close to my mother, yeah.
We're actually closer to your man, you think.
Anyway, so we were talking about, like, are you going to bring a gel or something for the thing? Are you going to bring jellies, whatever, blah, blah. And my dad was like, I had a great idea. So what I'm going to do is...
Where is this guy?
I'm going to cook a banana. I don't know. then I'm going to mash it up and put it in with custard and have it in a bottle and drink that as I go.
That, by the way, sounds unbelievable. But
that's excessive.
No, that is excessive.
He didn't do it, but that was his idea.
But was he serious?
Bottle of Lucozade Sport. Bottle of Lucozade Sport. Ready made in the shop. $2.25 with the recycle tax on it.
Yeah, but he loves custard, so he's like, this is a great excuse for me to eat a load of custard.
This is at the getting
Siobhan has tears in her eyes.
That's not funny. I think that's
yeah, it is very funny.
No, it's hilarious, but it's like,
is he alright?
Is everything alright at home? Like,
my mom didn't let him do that anyway.
Well, yeah, I'd pick cheesecake. Cheesecake.
I forgot
that. I'd go down smoother.
We'll go custard.
So Adam asks, would you rather be able to teleport from any body of water to another body of water, instant teleportation, e.g. from the Liffey to the mother sink when she's doing the dishes? Important to say, someone can't fill a sink with the intention of you going to it, but if they just happen to have it full, you can teleport. I like that he's given us so many rules. You can fill a sink to begin your teleporting and you can take one person with you. Right.
So you just need to be at a puddle is what you're saying.
I swear, see when he was saying this, right? She meant like you go from Glendalough to Lake Como, and I'm like, yeah. But she's like, and he's like, no, you can go from the hotel swimming pool on your all inclusive in Tenerife to your ma's bat. I was like, that's not a body of water, mate. That's not how it works.
Well, he's been very clear on how it works. So the other option is be able to fly, but only from one major airport to another. So.
So like
the only time,
the practical way of flying. The practical way of flying.
You can fly into Dublin Airport, but you can't fly into Galway Airport.
So right outside departures at Dublin, to outside arrivals in Lanzarote, you must fly mostly the same route as a plane would take.
Swan, you're not alright, eh?
I just like how specific he's been. As a plane would take, as high or low as you want. And you can make small variations in the route. You can fly three times as quick as a plane and you can take one person with you. Love the pod. No fucks to Terry's dog. I think it's just an innocent bystander.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. There hasn't been one fuck your dog today, Siobhan, and you're very disappointed about it.
Siobhan's birthday and no one said fuck Terry's dog?
Yeah.
Rude.
I would have accepted them all today and this week specifically. But next week, I'll punch your head in. He's very specific. I'm like, yeah, way too specific. Like, way, like, he had a lot of time to think about this.
I want to know, is there a better scenario where it's more practical to transport one body of water to do that than just going from airport to airport?
Every situation.
How?
So, right, you're in the middle of town.
I'm in the bat. I'm in the bat and I want to go on my holidays.
Yeah. And then you go, right, I want to be at
Ocean Beach.
Ocean, yeah, sure.
That's a good swim example. Pill. That was a good example there.
Yeah, any beach.
So from the bat then, Yagav, to Ocean Beach swim pill. You just have to fill the bed to go.
Any beach, anywhere.
Or the sink.
Most major cities are built around a river.
Most major cities have
river
an airport.
Like, is what you're getting at.
Huh?
The Amsterdam River.
No.
Yeah, the canal in Amsterdam.
Water, isn't it?
The rivers, two rivers in New York.
Body of water.
But do you know where else in Amsterdam? An airport.
Yeah, but you'd be way out at the airport. This would be better. You'd be closer to town.
Nah, yeah, bro. No, hold on. Yeah.
I'd be fully dressed. And I wouldn't be wet.
I don't think you have to be naked.
No, I meant I wouldn't be in fucking shorts. Do you know what I mean? I meant like, what am I going to do? Fucking show up in Bleeding Ocean Beach in a pair of jeans? You're going to be in shorts, obviously. I don't know what you was thinking. She's probably not getting carried away. Bring back on.
What
I wouldn't be
soaking
wet.
I said I'd be fully dressed. If I'm going swimming.
Why? You've been flying.
No, if I'm going swimming, what my word?
Yeah, but you know you're going on holidays. Wear whatever you want.
But I'm going to end up in a body of water. So why would I be fully dressed in the water?
But you're not bringing luggage if you're flying either. So like...
So yeah, you want me to show up in the Hudson River and going over to watch a World Cup final. I'm getting out dripping wet and have to go straight to the shop then to buy clothes. Or I could just land in at JFK.
And then you'd spend less money buying clothes than you would on a taxi. In most places.
And you're going to have to buy clothes anyway. You're going to have to buy clothes anyways because you can't. You're not bringing your luggage, surely, flying.
You're bringing a gym bag and just throwing it over your back, Siobhan. Come on. I'm flying.
Maybe you can bring a gym bag into the bathroom.
And they're all going to be soaking wet as well.
You've thought more into this than Adam now.
Yeah, obviously, I'm trying to think of a scenario. What's more practical? Flying.
Yeah, but what have you just said, right? The sink in the restaurant.
Right.
Next door to the stadium at the World Cup.
Right.
Yeah, but the sink would have to be full.
More of it's empty, bro. You're not going.
The restaurant, they usually are. Yeah. You just land on a few plates.
Well, if someone's down the Delph. Someone's only down the Delph and they have to take out the stopper.
The stopper?
Yeah.
You get there in time.
Do you know what I mean? Destination not found.
Yeah.
You're going on to the next restaurant that's blading 2 miles up the road. Should have just flown into JFK, pal.
But sure.
Nice spot out of arrival there for you.
You're at JFK, you have to get a taxi somewhere.
I'm
like.
What? Bit, I'd rather get a taxi dry than want around soaking wet to get close.
And you can only use the airport to airport one when you're going on holidays, whereas you can use the teleporting one regularly. You could use it to just go to see your mum.
No, not to show up. Man, she's doing the devil night to show up.
No, but if you ring her and say, put the bat on,
no, you can't do that. Adam was very specific. You can't ask someone to fill the
now.
Oh, you can?
Now.
So you, but you sit there, you go, I know she'd be giving out down the Delph. She usually makes it in our tray, it's quarter to four. She's down the Delph now, boom, you're in the gaff.
And then you land on a pot.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm thinking is that cutlery and all, isn't it?
100%. 100%. And what if they have a dishwasher?
Ooh, what do you mean? That's a wrong body of water.
You're not doing, you're not landing in. I don't know what was that.
What?
Can we get that clip?
What do you mean? No, there's not water in the dishwasher.
It's the ooh.
You swear you've landed in the dishwasher there.
That's what I was thinking. It's like you'd have an end up there.
I was thinking, I'm not going to be filling the sink. Here's one for you.
Can
you
why do you say you're landing on your arse as well?
Better landing on your head.
I'm laughing, you thief.
You're going to land
why
like this, the way you're sitting.
Did you go from worse to worse?
Are you going to land like this? I'm thinking if you're jumping into the water, you land like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true, but.
Like a cannonball.
But I was like, you just land on your feet in the sink.
And then you hit your head off the ceiling?
Arse? Yeah.
What did I say there a second ago?
Fuck Adam and that question.
What if you land in a bucket? The mop bucket. That's a body of water.
Yeah. But this what I'm saying. Do you have to be specific? Because if you end up in the dishwasher by accident, you're dead.
You're going to end up in a pint of water or something.
Or the washing machine.
Or you could just do, like in a puddle. Like.
Oh. You could just fly. Airport to airport. For free.
Yeah, but you have to fly. And it's taking you basically as long as the flight.
Three times as quick. Three times as quick.
How quick is teleporting? You're there straight away.
I know. And you're wet. And there's so many impracticalities here. Whereas I know. Pack your bag. You're going on your holidays. For free. Three times quicker. Easy.
I disagree.
Do you know
There's
what I mean?
There's no need for this conversation. No, like, serious.
There's been no need for any of the conversations the whole episode. No, what are you talking about?
No, that's true, but I just mean, like.
What are you talking about?
You were literally eating a petty filet an hour ago. Don't talk to me like that.
Look. Yeah. I've
sometimes I leave here and I go, how do people listen to that podcast? And this is one of the moments. I mean, like, sink to sink. And I'll think about this all day. This didn't need to happen.
I think it's a great question.
It's a great question.
Siobhan, you enjoyed the question way more than you should have.
Yeah.
You
still haven't got over it. You read the first line of that question and you're in bits since.
It's just how specific he was. I want him to send more questions. More rules.
Do. Sink to sink, as Terry calls it, yeah?
Sink to sink. Woo!
This the episode for this week. That's this week's episode
of Talking More Bollocks. Questions?
And you just want, are you too old to be, when are you too old to be eating a petty filou? Let us know.
Yeah. Is Siobhan too old?
Yeah.
I'll be too old after a Saturday, probably.
No, you're too old now.
But too old 20
But what you want to know, when? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was sick.
Yeah, you weren't well, but I'm not going to. If you were sitting there having a spice bag, I'd look at you.
We've seen you sit there vaping sentence. And all. You know what I mean? And you weren't sick then.
I never vaped.
So that's this week's episode anyways. Send Aunt you want.
I thought you were going to get more carried away there.
No, I'm just going to stop now before we get cancelled.
I assume you were a bottle of vodka, you know, because, go on.
No, we told her we wouldn't tell anyone about that one.
Right, okay.
So, send anything, dilemmas, funny stories, great questions. Is Siobhan too old to be eating a petty filou? The Talking Bollocks at goloudnow.com. Take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.